Dan and I haven't gone anywhere except for a couple of weddings and a few funerals since we got married.
Okay. So you're looking forward to the trip.
We were.
I'm glad I was able to decode that. Because a lot of people, it might have been a death threat. All we do is go to funerals. I see you every week. You can understand.
I know. I only go for the drinks.
All right, are you quite ready?
I suppose.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey there, this is Katie with a very hateful thought of the day. I hate fruitcakes that explode in your purse.
All right, take it easy.
What?
I gave you a fruitcake.
Yeah.
You put it in your purse.
Yeah.
And it leaked.
It exploded.
It did not explode.
It blew up.
It did not blow up. That indicates that there's some sort of propellant. There's no accelerant in my fruitcake.
There might be some sort of...
Hold it. Does Crown Royal count?
Yeah.
Stop the music. Okay. Does it count as an accelerant, though?
I don't know an accelerant, but maybe a propellant.
It's not... No, I... Because there's...
Combustive?
There is a combustive quality to that. That alcohol, I don't think,
enclosed.
Is already baked out. Now, I do flambé.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Hello.
We have to cut the podcast
Hello.
Short. I'm going to see Mockingjay.
Are you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I just like saying it.
I thought you were.
Mockingjay. Ladies and gentlemen, that was by far the most current reference we've ever made on this podcast. Don't worry, I'll get back to Al Jolson shortly. But until then...
I can make a more current reference.
Go.
Julia just texted you that you have to record the voice.
Oh, because the kid from Sterling's on tonight.
Right.
I wonder if he'll sing a song from Mockingjay!
He might.
Anyway, there is Grand Marnier in the glaze.
You just hacked my hateful thought.
I did. I jumped right in.
All right, well, fine.
Because it's not...
Well, then, okay.
It's not an exploding fruitcake.
Okay, well,
that would
fine.
Be something you would buy at like.
Tell me what's in the fruitcake.
A novelty store.
I will decide if it is an exploding fruitcake.
If we were to go to
what's in the fruitcake?
What's the name of the place where you used to buy like black lights and stuff? It would be at the mall. I can't think
of
the name
Spencer's?
Of it. Spencer's Gifts. Go to Spencer's Gifts for a novelty exploding fruitcake. My fruitcake, and I have the recipe in front of
I'm
me.
I'm sure you do.
And you know, you actually fit into the fruitcake lore a little bit. You do.
Okay.
And I'll explain to you why. But you know what? I've got to do so much reading here, and I'm getting so old, I need to turn a light on. Excuse me, won't you?
Do you need some cheaters?
No, I don't. Not yet. Hold it.
I really think you need cheaters.
No, I know I do. I probably do.
We've but discussed
Mike,
this
Mike
multiple
claims,
times.
Mike claims if you have enough light, you don't need glasses. But... I don't know if that's going to involve me moving to the sun.
I'm not entirely certain that that is logic. And I don't know that him moving to Florida has helped.
Yeah, that might have been some older people logic there.
The next thing you know, he's like, just a little bit closer to the equator and I should be fine.
And I'm 25.
No more glasses.
All right, this is the recipe for my fruitcake, which does not have an accelerant or a propellant in it, a mile wide. It was actually found in an old book written on loose leaf paper by my Aunt Bet. And the recipe, to the best
B-E-T-T-E?
Of our...
B-E-T-T-E?
No, B-E-T, short for Elizabeth. Betty.
Oh, I love that.
Aunt Bet. And I think it dates back to the 50s. And after some Googling, I found out this is actually the Wesson dark fruitcake recipe. And what happened in days of old, food companies...
Your fruitcake is a very dark, heavy fruitcake.
Days of old, companies would make recipes that would call for their
ingredients.
It doesn't explode. They would make out recipes and they'd hand them out in magazines and places like that. Because if you wanted to make a fruitcake, then you need to buy this
Good
Wesson
housekeeping.
Oil.
Housekeeping.
Yes,
yeah,
of course,
them.
Of course. So my mom and I said, you know what?
On the back of the wrappers of different ingredients.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's why it always specifies Wesson oil.
Of course.
Because they want you to buy the Wesson oil. Well, my mom and I found this recipe, and you know how loose leaf paper, if you were like find a piece of paper from like
it turns yellow.
High school and it gets almost like soft.
Yeah.
This piece was almost dissolved.
Was it written in ink?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
But I think probably like a 50-year-old piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to decode it and figure it out, and some of the stuff was unclear.
Did you ever laminate it or
I
anything?
Put it in a page protector and I
okay,
still
that's
have
good,
it.
That's
but
good.
But I typed out what we found out. Now the first year we did it, we figured out two things. First of all, it's not as easy as you think to make a fruitcake. because
there's a lot to it.
You have to essentially have two batches of ingredients. One is the batter.
You have a wet batch and a dry batch.
Exactly. And the fruit has to be coated in flour so that it doesn't get so it incorporates well with the batter.
Okay.
But all of this stuff was really not very well explained on the piece of loose leaf paper. So we had to figure it out.
She wrote it for herself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we got it worked out and we made one fruitcake that year.
Mm-hmm. Just one or one batch?
No, one fruitcake. It was in a Bundt pan. It weighed 60 pounds. The cost of ingredients, about $600. And I couldn't figure out a way to get the booze into the fruitcake. And you know what?
My Aunt Jane often refers to the $25 loaf of bread that I made.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you're going to go into it, it's
first
not.
First time you make anything.
It's expensive.
It is.
It's very, very expensive. And you know what? I take it back. I think there might actually have been two fruitcakes from this batch.
Okay.
So double all costs.
Okay.
One of them we cut into and we looked at each other.
$120 fruitcake.
We looked at each other and we tasted it and we said, you know what? There was a time in the making of this that all of these ingredients tasted good together.
Mm-hmm.
That is behind us.
Oh,
this was
no.
not very good. And we and it was expensive.
Who's we? Is it you and Carrie?
No, me and my mom. This has
okay.
always been a me and my mom project.
Okay.
And we said, well, we've got this one. Let's see what we can do with it. But we're left with another 400-pound cake.
Mean $400 cake?
And 400-pound, well, for okay. the British. Many of the ingredients.
Pip, it was 400 pounds.
Most of the ingredients we bought in Lincolnshire. So we didn't know what to do with it. And
that's
here's where you
figure. Forgotten the lingonberries.
This is where you figure into it. We really had no way to. This is really not great. We didn't have anyone that wanted it.
Well,
and you and your roommate at the time, Lisa, were having a party
yeah.
at your apartment in Fairfax.
No.
So Carrie and I brought the fruitcake. That's what we brought. And we left it behind. It's probably still there. I don't know if you or Lisa still have the apartment, but I'm sure the fruitcake's still
Let
there.
Me put it this way.
Yeah?
I'm not sure that Lisa or I remember that you came to our party.
Yeah, that's about how I remember it.
That was when we had the pink Christmas tree that Julie
remember,
Fullman gave us.
I remember about that party. I remember it being very dim. The
yeah.
lighting was very dim.
Yeah.
And that everyone had a real good head start on us when we got there.
Sorry.
That's all right. So you know what? It enabled me to get rid of the fruitcake.
Man, we had such a good time living together.
So the next year.
We did.
We tried the fruitcakes again.
Okay,
go ahead. Yeah.
Let me actually take it back. We do. We both remembered that you came. We were both so shocked that like real adults came to our party.
Well, Carrie's an adult. You can't possibly think I'm an adult.
We were shocked that like anyone other than like interns showed up to our party.
Well, I know that probably felt really good, but keep in mind, we were just getting rid of the fruitcake. It was like a trip to the recycling center for us.
I get it now.
We had a good time though. We didn't like just drop it and go. We hung out. We drank.
Mm-hmm.
It was Christmas.
Couldn't just drop it and go. You had to like probably there was like a chairlift involved.
Well, yeah, we had to use wedges and pulleys.
What's it called?
Block and tackle.
No, what's it called?
A jack.
No, not a jack. It's
a jerk.
It has wheels and a thing on the bottom and a dolly. You had to use a dolly to get it in.
Yeah, that took so long. I think you were talking about Salvador Dali. The whole thing was surreal.
It was very surreal.
So we were able to get rid of the fruitcake. We had a lovely time at the party. Mm-hmm. Next year, I believe...
Pink Christmas tree, courtesy of Julie Fullman.
That would be year 2003 that happened.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Most fun person in the world.
Yeah, the funnest person in the world.
Julie
the best,
Fullman.
The best salesperson I've ever met.
Oh my God.
And still working, I believe... For the CBS family in Miami,
Florida
yeah. maybe?
She's in Florida.
Yeah. I almost went to dinner with her when I went to Disney, and we weren't able to work it out.
Aww.
But I love her. And if she ever hears this, which she won't, Julie, you're the greatest. So that was 2003. Over the next 4 years,
oh
we had four
God.
More failed attempts at making fruitcake.
Rob, we've known each other a long time.
I've told you this. This is in the explanation of the show.
I know.
So what happened in 2007, now keep in mind, every
you
year-
You really dropped off the first failed fruitcake?
I did. I thought it was a great gesture.
At my Christmas party?
You know what? The fact that this was 11 years ago, and now you're just finding out, I really don't think you're allowed to hold a grudge.
I don't hold a grudge. Unless that's what really messed up my jaw.
It was no. And you know what? That was, I guarantee you, the most valuable thing money-wise anyone brought to that party, because it was about $70 in ingredients. So
I'm sure.
2004, 5, 6, and 7, we continue to try to make fruitcakes, and every year they get a little bit better, but they're still tough.
So when are they going to be okay?
2007 was a huge, huge turning point.
What happened in 2007?
I figured out what we had to do. We didn't want to pour the liquor into the fruitcake after. We had to figure out a way for the liquor to be in the fruitcake before. So the liquor shouldn't go in.
Can I guess?
The liquor should come out. Yes.
Did you start soaking the fruit? Am I right?
You are absolutely right. Absolutely right. Absolutely. And what we did, it's the raisins.
Oh, I get it.
The raisins.
Oh, I get it.
So let me go through. I'll walk through the recipe real quick. But that's the key point. Yes?
What time does Dan need to take Robert to basketball practice?
In 7 minutes. Robert will not mess this up.
I can't. I don't see a clock anywhere, so I need to.
Don't worry. We're way ahead of you.
You spiewacks are always late. I'm trying to stay on top of things.
Robert likes going to basketball. He won't be late.
Okay.
So this is apparently, and this is my recipe, and we've posted it online before, but yep. I've never shared it one-on-one, mono-y Katie. Cake a cookie. So. This is Aunt Beth's recipe, but she got it from Aunt Gertrude. Mm-hmm. She was supposed to give it to Dottie Sells, but never did. This is the backstory. Okay, this was modified by me and my mom from 2003 to 2007. Remember, when measuring, half a pound is equal to a cup and a half of fruit. Okay?
Okay.
And a quarter pound is equal to 3/4 of a cup.
Okay.
All right. Fresh spices are key, and a little extra never hurts. Be generous.
And when you say fruit, it's all dried fruit.
No. Some of it's candied fruit.
Okay.
Like the kind that looks the nuclear green fruit.
Yep.
And stuff like that. I buy all of my fruit through Amazon.
Okay.
Thank you. I do. And I start getting reminders from sellers in like August. This is, you haven't bought 3-colored pineapple in a while.
Have I not?
That's the truth. Start by soaking 2 cups of raisins, best a mixture of raisins. I use golden, regular, and red raisins in a mixture overnight in roughly 3 parts bourbon and 1 part vanilla extract.
Okay.
And they puff up nice.
I bet they do.
That's how you
so
get
So would the- I if I drink 3 cups of bourbon.
No, not 3 cups. Oh. 3 parts.
Oh, three. Well, regardless, I would I would puff up just great.
Now, this is at least overnight. I like to soak them for about a week. I like to see a lot of the fluid disappear.
Now, do you do this like in the refrigerator?
I put them in a sealed Tupperware container on top of the fridge where I keep my marijuana.
In a bowl, up high,
because I don't want the kids to get it.
Well, they're getting tall.
Toast all of your nuts. This is the day of.
I like to toast my nuts.
You want to put them in a single layer on a cookie sheet.
It's like sweaty balls.
Put them in a 350 degree oven until fragrant, and that's really the best way to tell.
I hate it when balls get fragrant. I'm
10
sorry.
Minutes is a good
I can't
guess.
Even.
But Katie, don't overcook your nuts.
Don't ever overcook your nuts.
If you do, trash them.
Trash them.
Because they're going to be bitter.
You're going to start over.
Let the aroma and the taste be the
Nobody
final indicators.
Nobody likes a bitter nut.
Now, after the nuts are toasted, turn on your oven to 275 degrees Fahrenheit and put a pan of water on the lower rack. You want to cook them in a moist environment.
Okay.
You hate the word moist, don't you?
It's better than other words.
I know. I won't say that word.
Thank you.
How about humid? How about a humid environment?
Humid
okay.
Humid's fine.
Chop all your nuts.
Chop them after they have been toasted.
You chop them. Then set them aside. Mix together 2 cups Wesson pure vegetable oil, 3 cups light brown sugar, and 8 large eggs.
You know who likes Wesson vegetable oil?
Who?
Carol Brady.
That's right. Mrs. Brady, who is Florence Henderson. She's got a certain Wessonality.
She only uses Wesson.
Have I mentioned that this is a bonus show? No one's allowed to complain if this sucks, because this is a bonus show.
This is the best show we've ever done.
You want to beat that vigorously for 2 minutes. Longer is better. Avoid
we've
all
clumps.
We've toasted
nuts. We've beaten vigorously. There's all kinds of stuff.
And you know what? I guess the amount of nuts is coming up. So stay tuned.
Oh, oops.
Now sift together, and you must sift 4 cups of gold medal flour, 4 teaspoons kosher salt. Do not skimp, all right?
Okay.
4 teaspoons cinnamon, 4 teaspoons allspice, 2 teaspoons ground cloves. I grind mine fresh in a coffee grinder. Mm-hmm. Since I have never ground coffee in my life, my coffee grinder is simply used for cloves.
Do you not drink coffee?
I do, but I don't grind it myself. We have a Keurig.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yes, it
does. And 2 teaspoons of fresh grated nutmeg. Now, that's tough because you got to actually grate those
nuts.
You
didn't have a Keurig in 2003.
No. Back then, we had something from General Electric. But we always bought Maxwell House coffee, pre-ground.
Mm-hmm.
And we drank enough of it that it didn't stick around long enough to get stale.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter anyways.
Right.
There's no coffee in the fruitcake.
No. And no parking on the dance floor.
Mm-mm.
Now, combine in a large bowl. Keep in mind, all this stuff is all spread out all over your kitchen.
A
now you need
a very large bowl.
2 cups of citron.
We're talking punch bowl, large bowl.
2 cups of chopped or candied pineapple.
Wait, citron?
Citron.
Like citrone?
No, not like the booze. It's citron. It's a fruit that is native, I believe, to Asia. And it is probably the mysterious green fruit that you see in a fruitcake.
Oh.
It's a candied, chopped fruit.
Okay.
That has no appreciable flavor or texture.
Okay.
It just looks nuclear and green.
I always see those and I think, mint.
Not mint.
Not mint.
No, not juju fruit.
Nope.
Not Mike and Ike's.
Not
3 cups red or green candied cherries. I mix them. 2 cups of the raisins that you have soaked. Reserve that liquid if there's any left. And 2 cups of chopped dates. Mix the fruit with a wooden spoon and then add 9 cups.
9 cups?
Of chopped nuts.
What?
Yes. So now you've got.
So wait. Toasted and chopped 9 cups of nuts?
Exactly. And keep in mind, you're adding that to, 4 and 3 is 7. You've added this to 11 cups of fruit.
Rob Spiewak.
The 20 cups total, yes.
That's a lot of nuts.
That is. You know,
one might call that nutty.
As a fruitcake. For those of you who are students of English, now you know from where or whence.
Time.
What?
Boy has to go to basketball practice.
He's going to come down and they're going to go.
Okay,
You see here, folks, peel back the curtain. We're going to do a second show for you, but Robert has basketball rehearsal tonight. And
practice.
And I couldn't drive him there if we were going to do the second show. So we got Dan to do it.
Apparently Robert's thrilled that Dan is taking him to basketball
practice. I asked
him
if it would be cool.
But
he lit up.
You're not allowed to park in the parking lot.
No, I'm allowed to slow down to 10 miles an hour and shove him out.
Right.
It's like a Hitchcock film when I drop him off.
Stoked for Dan to take him to basketball practice.
Not a big fan of his pop. Now
it's because you call it rehearsal.
I know. So there's 20 cups of stuff.
That's a lot. Okay, so how many?
Well, 4 cups to a quart.
Sorry, I'm
so it's 5 quarts. And when you're mixing your chopped toasted nuts, remember, you want to mix black and English walnuts and pecans in roughly equal parts. But if you can afford it and they're available, go heavy on the black walnuts. They taste the best.
Okay.
All right. Then stir to combine and add 2 cups of flour to this mixture and mix it up to coat. That's because you're going to add that to the stuff, right?
What size bowl?
I have
do
a bowl
use?
That's about this big,
like a punch bowl size.
Sort of,
bowl.
but it is a Rubbermaid or Tupperware bowl that has a lid.
Mm-hmm.
So when I seal it, that's how I get the flour to coat it.
Okay.
Because that's how you're shaking all around. So now you've got all of this stuff combined. Then remember the wet mixture long time ago? You add to that 2 cups.
Oh my God, that's still the dry mixture.
That's just the dry mixture.
Holy cannoli.
The wet mixture, you add 2 cups of pineapple juice. So great.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. And then you add the flour and spice mixture and scrape it down with the spatula. All right. Then you have to combine all of this stuff. When you do this, you have to go to 2 bowls.
Yeah, you're going to have to do some splitting.
And you weigh everything to make sure it's equal.
You'd have to.
That's the only way you can do it. Then this will fill 16 mini loaf pans. And once everything is divided into the mini loaf pans, you equally divide the remaining bourbon vanilla liquid mixture on top before you bake it.
Oh, that's this. That's
the stuff that had the raisins in it.
The sticky glaze.
No, the glaze is later. The stuff that you allege exploded comes later. Then you put them in a 275 degree oven and cook them till they reach an internal temperature of 175 degrees. After they're out, this is when you prepare the glaze.
Do you use thermometers?
I do.
Okay.
I use a cake thermometer, also a meat thermometer.
Okay.
Because you don't want them to dry out.
Mm-mm.
Combine and bring to a boil. 1/2 cup of brown sugar, 1/4 cup of light corn syrup, 1/4 cup or more, my own note, of Grand Marnier. Boil, set on fire, extinguish, then glaze the loaves equally. Cool completely, cover tightly, put in Katie's purse. Merry Christmas. That's
Happy
how you make my fruitcakes.
Christmas.
Now, last year, I think Carrie, my mom and I, not Carrie, Carrie just looked with her eyes in a bad way. My mom and I made 88 fruitcakes last year.
So you made four batches?
Yeah. Well, no, more than that, because that'll make 16.
So that makes it
32, 64, five batches, I guess.
Good Lord.
I told my mom, I said, we just have to bake until all the ingredients are gone.
How, like, did that take you a couple days?
We start early on the day after Thanksgiving. And I think the last batch we did, we got through four batches in one day, and it's exhausting. I couldn't even go see Mockingjay. I was so tired. I couldn't see Mockingjay. But anyway, we will on the Mike O'Mara show this year be doing the popular feature, 12 Days of Fruitcake, where we will be giving out fruitcakes to lucky winners.
They are delicious.
And then, you know what? It is something.
You know how I like them best?
How?
I know Mike O'Mara likes his in the freezer.
Freezer, yeah.
I like mine in the refrigerator.
I like it chilled, sliced thinly.
Yep.
With a little Ready Whip on it. It's the best. It really is. And
I
you know what?
I like mine chilled, sliced thinly with a very tart, light wine.
Wow, you did a pairing with my fruitcake?
I did.
That's fantastic. I'm flattered. I'm flattered. And you know, really the whole thing is that my mom and I did this kind of as a goof because fruitcake has a bad reputation. And I said, we can rescue this. And you know what? After 11 short years and $16,000 later, we've saved the reputation of fruitcake.
Bravo.
And somewhere in Fairfax,
bravo,
there's an apartment that has a doorstop that is made entirely of citron.
I do. Oh, God. I actually tried a different kinds of wine with it.
Wow.
I tried a port little too much.
Yeah. Heavy, right?
Little too much. I tried a sweet, a very sweet dessert red wine.
Uh-huh.
Also a little too much. The way to go, I tried a light, crispy dessert white wine.
Yeah.
Still too sweet.
Right. Because the heavy, it's a heavy, really strong flavor on the fruitcake. So the wine has to probably allow for that, right?
For me, it was all about going for the opposite.
Right.
Instead of trying to go with it as far as like really trying to match it, I just went as far away from it. And I went with like the tart sort of Pinot Grigio.
I can see that.
Just a regular.
Nothing with no notes of cherry, no notes of clove, nothing.
Just usually like sort of a crisp apple kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just to sort of clean your mouth out between the bites.
That's excellent.
Not joking. Like Dan can tell you, like, I went through a whole thing last year.
Well, I know this, that when I
because it didn't ruin the cake to blow up.
No, it just ruined the purse.
It just ruined my purse.
I will.
It just leaked.
I will do is I will seal it hermetically sealed in a Ziploc bag. Can we start the show?
We haven't started it. This is still my hateful thought.
This is.
Rob.
Yes.
You hijacked my hateful thought.
Well, can we at least have the right out cue?
And you. I hate you too.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Fruitcake and cookies. I don't know whether to be proud or ashamed that we just did like 25 minutes on fruitcake.
I was interested.
I wasn't. No, I'm kidding.
The
I could have
hell
gone.
You weren't.
I could have gone another hour on it, but the thing. This
Not
is a bonus.
Everyone can.
This is a bonus episode for your Thanksgiving.
What I'm hoping is, since we're releasing a regular episode and a bonus episode this week, that we help you get to your Thanksgiving.
And back.
And back.
Exactly. And I hope that is the case. Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays.
Holiday season is officially here.
I would like to make a note, though.
Okay.
Do not rush your season. If you put up your Christmas tree before Thanksgiving,
no.
I have a beef with that.
I agree. Now, I do like to put up now.
I understand even putting it up, but you better not light it.
Oh, no.
I mean, you can get it up when the weather is nice, you can put out your light. Do not turn them on.
No. It's very smart, actually, to put them out in advance.
Right, but don't turn them on.
No. And the weather outside is frightful. So what I traditionally do for the Thanksgiving weekend.
What are your plans?
I'm not going to Florida.
I don't know that I am anymore either.
I know. That said, so what will you do if you're here? Do you have a place to go?
Rob, this has all transpired today. I have no idea.
This is going to sound horribly shallow.
Okay.
And last minute.
Surprise.
But I hate to play against type.
I'm so sorry. I don't.
If for some reason the things fall out where you're not going to be in Florida with your family, and you need
Well, no, the family's here.
But is anyone?
They don't really do Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's not their bag.
You should come over and have Thanksgiving at my family's house.
Here?
Yes, in Centerville, my Uncle George's. We're gonna have 45 people. Two more won't make a difference.
40. Okay, see, that's like my family in Ohio.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to my Uncle George's. He hosts it.
My sister. The one that's been stationed in Hawaii for the past like 2.5 years.
Right.
Well, she and her husband. Her husband's in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
They just got brought back. They are now stationed in Georgia.
Okay.
And she's going to Alabama to my dad's house.
Okay.
I haven't seen her since she has been stationed in Hawaii.
So are you going to go to Georgia to see them?
No, she's going to Marietta, Ohio.
So why don't you go there? Well, I guess you can't.
I don't know. If we can't go to Florida, like if we're staying here, it's because we have to.
Right, right.
It's because stuff has gone down and our house is being sold. And
right.
Holy smoke and mirrors, this has happened fast.
But it's really, and folks, if you've not listened to the last show, shame on you, but this really has literally happened in the past 4 days.
The house went on the market on Friday.
4 days ago.
We thought we would put the house, this is the whole, long and short.
Right.
Thought we would put our house on the market
while
we were going to stay at Dan's family's house in Florida.
Uh-huh.
Since we both work from home.
Nobody is there.
An empty house. We were going to go down there, work there, come back for Christmas, put the house on the market while we're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Just see what happened. Well, what happened was we got an offer in 2 days.
Yeah. And so it's turned really fast. So you still don't know what you're doing for Thanksgiving.
We don't know if we should go to Florida. Or if we should stick
because
around.
Because if there's going to be high finance, you probably should be in town.
There's some things going on.
If
we accept this offer, well, I don't even know.
So you just have to wait and see.
I guess.
All right. Well, my plans for Thanksgiving are fairly set in stone.
You said in Centerville?
Yes, that's where my Uncle George lives. Everybody will get together. It'll be great. Have I met
Uncle George?
I don't think so.
Hey.
Yes, Thanksgiving music, you see.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to have Thanksgiving
Charlie
music.
Brown.
It is, because you know what's coming up.
Thanksgiving Day.
Yes.
Love it.
I know you do. So it'll be everybody. It'll be, you know, my mom is one of 8 siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think 7 of the 8 will be there, along with cousins. Mm-hmm. Cousins!
Cousins!
And it's going to be... It is truly, in my mind, it rivals Christmas. Now, I will host Christmas at my house, and that won't be big. That'll be like a total of like 15 or 20 people throughout the day.
Uh-huh.
But when we get everyone together, it's the best. And it's once a year, because it's impossible. Bad enough to coordinate when you and I are going to record a show, and it's just 2 of us.
Right.
We have to coordinate 45 people. That's tough. So,
for my family, Thanksgiving is the holiday that everybody shows up.
Yeah, yeah.
And my dad is 1 of 6.
Wow.
So it's a huge, like 45, 50 people. They've all gone forth and had like 4 kids of their own.
And they had 2 friends and so on and so on.
They've all had like children of their own. It's a whole shebang.
And also, I think Thanksgiving,
in a way,
Thanksgiving is a little different because it doesn't have all of the baggage of Christmas with the gift giving.
There's no pressure.
No, you just cook a dinner and you hang out. And
everybody brings something. You show up and you eat.
I'm bringing mashed potatoes and creamed onions.
Hey, there you go.
Thank you. But
I bet I could eat those.
Yes, you could eat the creamed onions. And I hope you could eat my mashed potatoes.
Probably.
If you couldn't, something's going horribly wrong.
And that's
wrong.
Not a euphemism.
No.
No.
No, certainly not. So I'm very much looking forward to that. Then Friday, of course, the big
is
finish.
It's fruitcaking. Hold on.
They invoke the horns. Fruitcaking on Friday.
And this is Burt Bacharach.
Vince Guaraldi. The Vince Guaraldi Trio.
Sorry.
No, be not sorry. I'm really being a bad broadcaster.
No, I love the upbeat on this.
Thanksgiving Day.
It was a different fun that time. So we'll do that then. Thanksgiving, of course, the eating. Thanksgiving night is when I put the Christmas records in my jukebox.
Oh, that's the Christmasing of Darlene.
One of my favorite events of the year. Then the...
Now see, now that I would pay it for. I would pay a ticket.
It's fun. It's a lot. It's a lot
do
of fun.
Do you invite people over?
No, no. I make the kids do it with me.
Okay, well, okay.
But it's a blast.
So like Dan and I can't come over.
You could come over. It'd be fine.
Maybe that's what I'll do.
And then the Friday is the caking of the fruit. And then
the fruiting of the cake.
And then the Saturday is usually when I put my tree up. I didn't used to put my tree up so early mm-hmm. until I got an artificial Christmas tree mm-hmm. because a real tree, you don't get
it doesn't last that long.
You don't get 4 weeks out
right.
of it.
So do you put it in the front window?
No, I put it upstairs where the steps go to the third floor.
Oh, okay. That's a nice, curves that's around. A nice, oh, perfect. That's a perfect area.
Very, very nice. And then
I don't think there's going to be a Christmas tree.
Oh, it's sad.
I didn't put one up last year,
but
we
what if
had,
you got a little guy, like a tabletop?
Maybe.
Yeah, because it smells nice and it looks nice.
At that point, though, we might not be living in the house.
That's true. So, but that doesn't mean you can't observe the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
You know what? Maybe I'll get a fancy Christmas sweater with a tree on it.
Does it light up?
Well, I don't know why it wouldn't.
It would when you put it on.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So, and then Sunday we normally
just
relax.
She can light up the world with her smile.
That's right. Who can take a nothing day? Suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. So that's what I'll be doing.
That's fun.
Fun. It's a lot of fun.
But and, yeah, so those are great Christmas or Thanksgiving plans. But right now,
that's
Dan
so
and
sad
I,
that you're all up in the air.
As of today, we are so all up in the air. We had it very like planned out.
And now it's all gone. Question with him gone.
Yeah.
Since I made him take my son.
You didn't make him. He offered.
To basketball practice. Is the reason that his innards are in an uproar, is it stress related?
He won't admit it.
But it's true, isn't it?
Okay. I think there's a combination of things. One, he's been.
Dan is not well.
He's been pretending that his, that this is, I've been having breakdowns regularly.
Well, yeah, for the last 30 years.
Well, now, in the past, this has all come about in, I'd say, about 2.5 weeks.
Okay, that's really, really, really drastic.
That we have decided to list.
Right.
That we have staged the house, and I just am still recovering from surgery.
Right.
So I have had, to be honest, there have been a couple of arguments.
Sure. It happens.
I mean, I'm sure. Like, it's just a really stressful situation. And going into it, Dan's like, we're just going to see what's going on, blah, 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 blah. Starting Saturday.
Right, 2 days ago.
We listed on Friday. Saturday, we had two immediate calls asking to have private showings.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday was an open house, and it was a huge turnout. Yeah.
So, I mean, you've got what and happened then, is for people that should know this around the country, that since you bought your house, Metro, which is the DC subway system, mm-hmm. which has been
the Silver Line,
which has been under construction since I was 2 years old,
yeah.
has finally opened up a station near your house.
Less than 2 miles.
And it means your value goes boing, it goes right up.
And there are two houses down the street from us that have sold for a huge amount more than what we paid.
Right.
And they're not
as nice.
They're not as nice. I mean, I'll be totally honest. One of them is nicer.
Mm-hmm.
We won't get that price.
Of course not.
But it's the exact same floor plan.
Oh, so essentially the same house.
It's essentially the same house, but they have like a ridiculous kitchen that is to die for. A
lot of upgrades and stuff. Yeah.
The other house is down the street is still way more than what we paid for our house. They're both under contract.
The sad thing is that
it's
you,
it's crazy.
It makes sense for you to sell.
Yeah.
But it's such a hassle.
And we just haven't been there very long.
I know. But if it makes sense.
Especially right now, this time of year when there is no inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So come next May, at the end of the school year, when everybody then, wraps and it's summertime
and
everything's
is
pretty.
Easy. Yeah.
That's when people really start to sell their houses. And that's when there's a lot of inventory and the prices therefore
drop down. So this is,
there are no houses on the market right now. And therefore a ton of people have come. Rob, we put a coming soon sign in our front yard a week ago and had people calling. Dan's sister is our realtor. We had people calling, pressuring her to be like, we want to see the house. And she kept saying the house is not on the market.
You know what this boils down to is what we talked about before we actually hit record, which is it sucks making grown-up decisions.
It really sucks to make grown-up decisions.
I hate it.
But Dan A has not been drinking quite the way that he should with his stomach issues that he has.
Right.
And if my stomach is on the rocks because of stress
then he's screwed.
Over the past 2 days,
he's screwed.
He's a disaster.
All right, which is why we've decided to do this holiday episode to cheer you up. Was that even a decent...
Happy Thanksgiving!
No, we are. We're going to change the mood because...
Well, I mean, it's a good problem to have.
It is a good problem to
have. It's just a lot faster than we thought we would go away for a few weeks.
And it's not looking like it's going to happen. But it could.
And then the best part was we were going to see what happened and then relist in March.
Oh, because you were going to figure out the game. But now what's happened is the, you know what? The hunter has become the hunted.
It's true.
Aha.
Aha.
So what we're going to do is a case could be made. So what we're going to do is because we didn't get to questions in the last episode. And you know what? We haven't talked about the shoes.
What shoes?
The last thing we talked about when we closed the last episode was the wedding.
Oh, there's a question in there.
Oh, so we'll get to it.
We'll get to it.
All right, because this is the duration of this show is going to be...
My super good friend Melissa posted a question.
The duration of this show is going to be all about getting to know us. Ha!
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
And remember, you can send us a Facebook message or you can get us on the Twitter that I don't understand. We are at Rob and Katie. R-O-B-B and Katie.
A-N-D.
Yeah, not like an ampersand.
Right.
What are we, freaks? You get him off to practice okay? Attaboy. Thank you, Dan. I love this. This is the first question posted from our dear friend Cappy Pfeiffer, who says, I am so glad Cake and Cookies is back. In the meantime, I had shamed myself by settling for Froyo and Pudding.
Oh, no.
Which is a horrible knockoff of your show.
Yeah, they try.
They really do.
But they...
Anyway, so there's that.
They're a little too soft.
Dear Casey and... because we're doing the thing. Yeah. Nick Fry writes, Dear Casey and Gene, if you had to reboot Murder, She Wrote, who would you cast as J.B. Fletcher and the Sheriff? Who would you recast? Does it have to be her? I don't think you're a big Angela Lansbury fan as much as you are a fan of J.B. Fletcher, right?
Right. Like a new modern day version?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say she kicks the bucket and, oh my
God. No. We're not saying that.
Okay.
We're just saying it's like what they did with Maverick. They brought Maverick back and they put Mel Gibson in it.
Right.
And they still let James Garner have a cameo.
Okay. So, this is hard.
Can I go first?
Yeah, you have to.
If I was going to reboot Murder, She Wrote with J.B. Fletcher and Sheriff Amos Tupper,
mm-hmm.
I would cast Jennifer Love Hewitt and Nick Cannon.
I hate you.
You don't think that works? No.
Why are you so mean to
me? No. I think it was just, I was lighthearted joke.
Mm-hmm.
How about Meredith Vieira as J.B. Fletcher and as Sheriff Amos Tupper? This is a curveball. No one's going to be expecting this. George W. Bush.
Oh, I was going to say Billy Bush.
Also good.
I was tracking.
Hey, I found some clues.
Yes.
Hey, what are you doing there, J.B.?
Yeah.
No, is it so set in your mind that you can't recast it?
I'd really to think about it. I do think
could it be someone younger? Well, it almost have to be someone younger.
I would absolutely want someone like younger and prettier but
about
smart.
Amy Brenneman.
Who's Amy Brenneman?
From Judging Amy? How about the lady from Bones? Yeah.
Temperance Brennan?
Yeah.
She's too straight.
How about either of the Deschanel sisters? You could go with the really hot one.
Too quirky.
No.
Both of them too quirky.
Oh, don't you think maybe that's what it needs? It needs a little quirkiness.
No, I also feel like I need a blonde.
Okay. Don't we all?
I know.
That's right.
Maybe it has to be me.
Okay, very good. Who do you want playing the sheriff then? And I think there's only one answer that works.
You?
I believe we have solved the problem.
The mystery. We solved the mystery.
And we can still do the podcast on the side.
Can you start calling me Mrs. Fletcher from now on?
Nope. Stephen Hernandez writes, Dear Casey, how excited was Daniel Von Herman when the San Francisco Giants won the World Series last month? And I realize we haven't convened since they've won the World Series. How'd you do with that, Dan?
Come on over, buddy.
Yeah, come on over. Come on.
We've got something to play for you.
Yeah, we do. This is going to be fun. Ooh,
Danny boy.
Congratulations on your San Francisco Giants. You're wearing their hat tonight.
I am.
And explain to me the excitement of them clinching. Is it their fifth title in the last, 20 years or something? I'm a big sports guy.
Yeah. I mean, it's more three in the last 5 years.
Okay. All right. Well, I overshot. But that's a 60%. That's a passing grade.
Every odd year.
Tell everyone the noise that you make when good things happen in baseball.
Do it. Why?
That's the easiest noise to make to get heard in a stadium.
Oh, so you actually make it in a stadium?
Oh yeah, that's where it started.
He makes it at home too.
Really?
And let me do it.
I make it sometimes when I'm in the bathtub.
I'm gonna do it too.
But I don't use my mouth.
Do it.
Do it.
But Dan says I do it wrong.
Do it right.
Well, it's the. I don't think it's proper for air. It's loud and abrasive.
I love loud and abrasive. I've made a career of
it.
Do it. Go ahead. That's great.
That's it.
And that's three whips in a 5-year period is great, isn't it? Congratulations. Who's your MVP? Not the one that they said on TV. Who's your MVP of the World Series?
I would actually go with the same one, that it was Madison Bumgarner.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
That's the guy that looks like Pony.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
It's not Rocket.
And also Matthew Bloom, ironically, MVP of today's Michael Mara show.
Heck yeah.
He does great. So congratulations on the victory. You must be very proud. All right, I'll take that silence.
We both thought you were hitting buttons. We both pulled back.
All right,
don't say anything. He's going for the board.
Shannon Ladage writes, Dear Casey, what is your most memorable, successful Thanksgiving memory and your most memorable Thanksgiving mishap? Thank you so much. Do you have any memorable Thanksgiving, either mishaps or successes?
Mine might be the same one.
Really?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I could get in a lot of trouble if I tell this story.
Oh, then I think that you must tell it.
I'm going to tell it anyway.
Change your name.
Okay. So this girl, Schmady.
Yes.
May have gone to Schmohio.
Yes.
For Schmakesgiving.
Right.
Okay.
I don't think you need to change the name of the holiday.
Oh, okay. Thanksgiving.
Right.
And she might have a cousin, favorite cousin, Schmaggy.
Okay.
Okay. And they might be the same age.
Right. Roughly.
Roughly. And the same age. Schmady was probably living in the town at that time.
And how old was Schmady?
Schmady was still in college.
Okay.
21.
21. You have 21.
Pretty sure Schmady was living in college at that time.
Okay.
Yeah. And, Aunt Schmaggy, or Cousin Schmaggy.
Yes.
God, I'm going to have to sort this out in my brain.
Right. I think we all are.
Well, we did all the dishes after this 40, 50 person dinner.
Right.
Bunch of people went out to go see a movie, which turned out to be, what's the Fockers?
Meet the Parents?
Meet the Parents.
Right.
Turned out to be Meet the Parents. Okay. Whole group of people went out to go watch Meet the Parents. And while they're gone, Schmaggy and I decide to, start cleaning up the kitchen, and we just get into this groove.
A lovely gesture.
And it's a ton,
of course,
of dishes.
The worst part of Thanksgiving is the cleanup.
But we were having ourselves a big old time.
Good for you.
And we do all the dishes, pack up the food, put it away and everything, and we decide, you know what? I looked at Schmaggy, or Schmady looked at Schmaggy,
right,
and said, Schmaggy, I think we should go for a drive.
Okay.
And she's like, okay. Same thing. They're like, just trust me. Come on. Just trust Schmady.
Right.
Come on.
Just trust this woman that we don't know.
And I forget. I'm the charade is up. The charade is up.
Wait a second. You mean Katie is you?
It might be.
Oh my God. No.
Schmady might be me.
Okay. Let's go with that.
So we It was just a really pretty night, so I was like, let's just go for a drive. There's some really it's in a sort of mountainous area.
Okay.
Some really great scenic overlooks and everything. So we went driving around, and we may have stopped at an overlook.
Okay.
Of the entire city.
A scenic overlook.
Of the entire city.
Right on.
Beautiful, of the river and the town below.
Sure.
And
the monuments. Museums.
There are monuments and museums.
Okay.
It's the first settlement of the Northwest Territory.
I remember now.
It is a gorgeous town.
I'm not trying to say that it wasn't.
You're disparaging.
I'm not?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
A little bit.
I didn't think there was a lot of museums.
As far as like percentage wise,
yes,
quite a few museums.
All right, I'm not here to argue.
Quite a few museums.
So you're at the scenic overlook,
and we may or may not have lit one up.
Oh no!
I know it's not something that you condone, and let's be realistic. I was 21.
Of course.
This is a long time ago.
This is I think it was even legal back then.
So possibly.
That and LSD.
So it's a good chance. So, light one up, drive around a little bit, look at some Christmas lights because that's when everyone pops them on.
Sure.
There's not anybody anywhere. We get back to the house and Maggie teaches me the fine ways of Thanksgiving leftovers and how to make a sandwich.
Oh, because you were probably pretty hungry at this point.
We might have been a little bit hungry.
Sure.
So, I'm not sure, but somebody's coming in the door. No, somebody's going out the door. Oh, it's Julia.
It's Miss Julia back from the Linhart's birthday party. How was it?
I got a lot of wings.
Oh.
Atta girl.
Wow,
she went to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Did you?
Mmm.
So we get back to the house. Maggie introduces me to putting every...
Sure.
Okay. So there's
it's
turkey.
A construction project.
There's stuffing. There's mashed potatoes.
Cranberry sauce.
Gravy. Oh. Cranberry sauce. And then she does me a one-up that I, to this day, I'd never done it before.
What's that?
She buttered the bread.
Smart girl.
Oh my God.
That along with the cannabis probably made it the best sandwich ever.
Probably the best sandwich I've ever eaten in my life.
And you still remember it to this day.
Heck yeah. Unfortunately, right as we were about to bite into our sandwiches,
right,
the entire family came home from meet the parents.
Right.
And that's when we realized that our dads were high.
The dads were.
Our fathers were high.
How? What? What goes on in this town?
Apparently nothing.
I was going to say.
But there's no way they were sober.
But they weren't. Were they drunk?
Mm-mm.
No.
Schmaggy and I, at this point...
This has to be a movie theater with one hell of a snack bar.
Get it together.
Right.
And then they can't stop. And I know it's a funny movie, and to this point, nothing had really come out quite like it.
Right.
But they couldn't put words together to even tell us what movie they had gone to see.
So they're just out. They're Cheech and Chong.
A lot of red eyes.
Sure.
And, oh, you guys have the leftovers out?
Oh, so they got into it too.
Swear to God. And then they went and sat out on the back porch by themselves.
Wow. You know, my story sucks next to that.
But that was the best and
the worst.
And the, like, because there was a moment of, oh, sweet Jesus, we're busted.
And then you realize that you're just not as high as your dad's.
And then we're like, oh, sweet Jesus, they're busted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I remember, I was like,
I'm pretty sure, like, there's no way that
did you ever right. ask them?
No.
Of course not. You will someday.
No.
Okay. So when I was 8 or 9,
I am 36 now and I am not going to ask.
We were having Thanksgiving at my Uncle Pete and Aunt Lynn's house and the garbage disposal went.
No.
And you know, that means not just can you not dispose of food, the sink is non-functional. Because it doesn't drain. And you're looking at cooking an entire Thanksgiving dinner without, you know, without a garbage disposal, without a sink.
Having the toilet go would be like the next.
Would be the worst, mm-hmm. but this is still pretty bad.
No, this is
so before we give up on it, my dad and my Uncle Pete are going to try and fix it. So I remember this as clear as day. And it's over 30 years ago.
How?
So they go down and they kill the power,
mm-hmm.
and they take the garbage disposal off.
Under the sink?
Yeah, and they put like a bowl under it to catch all the goo that falls out. And
right.
It's, you know, and it's like suds and water and
oh, it's
vegetable
terrible,
peelings.
Terrible things.
And it all, And my Uncle Pete, and you know, there's no good way to fix a sink. You just can't get under a sink and fix it. And so he turns to my dad. He says, here, get rid of this. And he hands him the bowl. And my father, not thinking,
no!
Where do you pour something? You pour it down the sink onto my Uncle Pete's head.
No! Oh, my goodness.
So that's the bad part.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they were grown-ups then, but they were all of a sudden in the blink of an eye. Young youngsters. God. You did this and no, you did that and you.
No.
But we did put everything under foil and pulled what we called meals on wheels and took that 20 miles up the road to my house and we still had Thanksgiving dinner.
Heck yeah.
And we were able to pull it off. How about that?
I love it.
The only problem is the whole dinner we kept saying, Pete, you have carrots in your hair.
Oh no.
Getting to know.
Poor
true
Pete.
Story though. Yeah, it
getting
happened.
To know all about you.
Ah.
I don't care who you are, any person that's ever had a sink go awry, there has been some sort of instinctual moment where you've either like turned on the water or tried to pour something down it.
One time there was a power outage and my father said, well, I can't watch TV. So he went over and turned on his stereo.
You just have these weird.
Yeah, you really don't make the connection.
Yeah.
Staples D Man. Is that, that's an odd name, isn't it? Staples D Man writes, dear Casey, what kind of superstitions do you guys subscribe to? I don't know that you subscribe to a superstition.
No,
do you?
I think they happen to you.
You adhere to them.
Yeah.
We know from past episodes that Katie wears a necklace from her grandmother.
I have it on right now.
Also, she mentioned something about scattering ashes in the corner of the Van Herman estate. Like Larry, I'm curious. Glad you are feeling better, Katie. And Rob, loved your suit in Reno. Thank you, signed Staples. Do you have any other superstitions?
I have a few, and I never did actually scatter the ashes.
Good.
But I have to tell you.
Yeah?
Aunt Ronnie might be in my purse right now.
Between you having ashes of a human in your purse and Dan having the haunted switch plate in his back pocket, I don't even have an opinion.
I don't.
You two are a mess.
The house is being shown. I don't want Aunt Ronnie just in there like willy-nilly by herself.
Understood, but still. Don't carry it around in your purse. You know what that is?
No.
It's unseemly.
Is it?
I think so.
She's maybe one of the best, happiest, most wonderful people you've ever met in your life.
But it's still a little disrespectful.
No. I really feel like she would want to, like, hang out and be with me. And, like, this is a good time. This is a great thing. What do you want me to, like, just... I could just put her right here on the table beside me.
No. You leave her in the purse. And I'm sure she's great. I'm not trying to disparage her.
I think this is better than, like, sticking her in a drawer somewhere.
Well, that's true. But what if you, I mean, how weird is it? Maybe a safe?
I'm not putting her in a safe.
Why not?
Because the woman loved life. She loved everything about it. And if, even if there's, like, a little bit of a memory that travels around with that little bit of her.
Okay.
Then I'm going to make it. That's why I put her in the kitchen window sitting up high so she could see out in the backyard.
All right. I don't know. It just, it doesn't, but then, you know what? It's a different, I don't do the cremation thing. The cremation thing sort of flips me out.
Oh, doesn't bother me.
Okay. All right. I have Big Daddy's watch. I like to wear that to special occasions. I have his pocket watch.
Yeah. So that would be along the lines
that,
of
like the necklace.
My necklace.
I do knock wood.
I do too. I knock wood.
I do. And that's a weird superstition. I got no problem with 13s. I'm not a numerology guy.
I mean, I have certain numbers that I feel like I like.
Uh-huh.
Like I like 218.
Yeah.
It's my birthday.
Oh, that's a good. I like 308. That's my birthday.
Right. I've always just 218. I'm like, yes.
But yeah, I'm not a particularly superstitious person, but I do knock wood.
I definitely believe in karma and being good.
I do believe in that. And I believe what you give, you get.
And yeah.
But absolutely. Is that a superstition?
I don't think it's a superstition.
I don't think it counts.
No.
I also don't think it counts to have the name Staples. I don't think it's a valid name. I just think, you know what? If you have the name Staples, doesn't count. Knock wood indeed. Here's a holiday question as we do our, does this count as our holiday special?
Our Thanksgiving special.
Because we talked about fruitcake.
It's the great pumpkin, Rob Spiewak.
That pumpkin's not so great. It's all right. Dear Casey, Richard Crawford writes, I like to call him Dick. Mm-hmm. Dick Crawford writes, dear Casey, a holiday question for you. What is your preferred method of cooking turkey? I'm a deep fried guy. I guess that's not himself. The turkey is
the
deep
turkey,
fried.
Right.
Yeah, for the last 12 years or so. Glad you're doing better, Katie Forbes Von Herman. I have my, I have the same turkey roaster that has been in my family for 50 years. I use that. It's a Wagnerware covered turkey roaster.
Mm-hmm.
Solid aluminum. It's great. Can only hold about a 14-pound bird, but it's great.
That's what my family always used.
Wagnerware?
Yeah.
Or as the Germans say, Wagnerware.
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 Yeah.
Have you ever done anything other than that?
I've only ever cooked a turkey one time.
Okay.
That was with my friends Amanda and Lam last year.
Uh-huh.
And they listened to the show.
Oh, hi, guys.
How you doing? They're moving out sort of towards this area, too.
Ah, everybody is.
Yeah. Possibly.
It could be.
It's a wide open world.
It sure is.
But we cooked a turkey last year, and it was amazing.
Turkeys, you know, people get really flipped out. It's not a really meal to cook.
It's not tough.
Oh, you know what? I've rotisseried a turkey on my grill outside.
How did that work out?
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And also, I have used the Showtime rotisserie oven.
Oh!
Which was one time...
Is that as seen on TV?
Ron Popeil. It was. I know it was re-gifted to me by my aunt and uncle through Carrie.
Really?
I won't mention them by name, Helen and Bill. But it was...
I thought you were going to say Mike O'Mara, because he gets on a jag with those...
No, he does love that stuff.
He loves the as seen on TV. He cannot resist himself.
The Showtime rotisserie oven came to us. Everything was in the box, but the box was put together with a lot of packing tape.
Aha.
And it was weird, because they're not like aunts and uncles that normally give us presents.
Mm-hmm.
And we showed up at Christmas and we've got something for you. It's the Showtime rotisserie oven. And I was halfway between scratching my head and saying thank you.
Yeah.
But it was great.
Huh.
I love turkey. I really love turkey.
Turkey is delicious.
And they put so much junk in it now, like a butterball turkey. You can't dry it out.
No. They inject them. They feed them all kinds of crazy things.
Chemicals. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. So yeah, but I think my favorite way to do a turkey is simply roasting it. Do you stuff it? Did you stuff it?
I think we stuffed it, but we also made dressing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, because it was our first time cooking a turkey.
Right.
I don't think anyone ate the stuffing from inside the bird. None of us trusted it.
Oh, I always, you know what? As a matter of fact, the stuffing temperature inside the bird is how I determine the doneness of the turkey.
Once that makes sense.
Once the stuffing inside hits 165, mm-hmm. you're pretty much okay, as long as you don't overstuff the turkey.
It was just sort of this is the first time.
Yeah.
We all tasted it, but it wasn't a...
By the way, if the stuffing comes out looking red and juicy,
don't eat it.
Don't even eat it. Dear CNC, what was the thing? You know who writes this? Dave DiCenzo. He's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
Dave DiCenzo writes, Dear Cake and Cookies, what is the thing Katie missed the most during her recovery? And what was the thing that Rob missed the most about Katie when he was cookieless? Thanks for the podcast. I'll answer first. I missed being able to talk to you about minutiae and having someone that would listen to my stupid things. Because Mike is not patient with me. Carrie is tired of me for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I could never sit down and do 20 minutes of fruitcake with anyone save you, my beautiful podcast partner. I miss talking to you. That's what I missed.
Well, thank you.
What did you miss? And I'm thinking it was probably food.
There's a few things. I missed really talking.
That's got to be tough.
Even though I the worst part was when I would like catch myself, like I would even talk to myself and be like, all right, Katie, you really got to lay off the talking today.
You mean you're talking out loud and saying it?
Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
But that's just, I'm chatty.
You are. You're a chatty Kathy.
I am a chatty person.
And you know what? I will say this.
I talk to the dogs. I can't help myself.
I talk to the dog. I talk to my dog like a human being.
I do too.
I really do. I just say, you know, your mom's going to be late getting home tonight.
Yeah.
And he looks at me. And there are times when I think he stops and thinks when I ask him a question. But I don't think he's really ever going to get the answer.
Right. I also know, as no matter how much I try, they aren't going to reason with me.
No. No matter what, even on my worst day, I've still got the edge.
Mm-hmm.
I do. All right.
So, but talking, but then also like it gets really frustrating after about 2 weeks of really just soft food.
What did you want? What was the one thing you craved? There had to be something.
I still can't eat solid food.
If you could all of a sudden have a free ride and get to eat anything you wanted right now, what would it be?
Can I name a? Can I just like put together a meal?
Sure.
A meal of things that I think would be awesome.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I would start out with an amazing salsa and tortillas.
Nice.
Chips and salsa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, for the record, I will never be able to eat chips again.
Okay. Chips.
Or say it again.
That's right.
I know.
Or salsa?
Salsa.
Thotha.
I can eat salsa with a spoon.
Thur. Thur, you could.
Thur, good.
Could we please get a thotha of thotha over here, please?
I would love a saucer of salsa, please. Please.
Please.
Fat. And then let me tell you what the next thing is.
Oh, this please, is please let it be sausage.
It's steak.
Steak. Now, when you take your steak, do you serve it up with any thoth?
I just want it to be medium rare.
That's all. Make sure you get a good sear on the outside.
It needs to be seared on the outside and juicy on the inside.
That's really good. Is it a sirloin?
Possibly.
Could be. There's a chance. What are your side dishes?
Oh, okay. Well, see, the thing about side dishes with steak.
And let's stop. You know what? Because I could just
do
that.
I went back to normal.
And as am I. I'm not going to ride the mouth guard train.
Mm-hmm. Thank
anymore.
You.
Is that
I went back to normal there.
I know. Well, okay. As much as you could.
But I am getting tired. Like, I haven't spoken a whole lot.
So. I know. And you've done very good. You're doing 2 podcasts in a day.
I know.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Sides for a steak would be. Stop it!
I didn't.
It's
covering my face.
My jaw is getting tired.
I understand.
Fuck you.
I know.
I said it before I even thought about it.
See, the problem is that the socket is getting stressed.
If you could not be an ass, and I tried very hard to enunciate that one.
I know you did good. That you said.
Thank you.
That you meant.
Okay. A steak.
Yes. Good job.
With sides.
Mm-hmm.
Was that pretty good?
That was good.
Okay.
Don't be self-conscious.
I would like, oh, man. I'd probably go traditional.
Baked potato?
Baked potato, and I like steamed spinach a lot, but I've had an awful lot of that.
What about cream spinach?
I don't like cream spinach.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I love it.
I don't, but I do like. Oh, I love good sautéed spinach. Why does it have to be these words?
I don't know.
It's the truth, though.
Yeah, you know what? Next time, green beans for you, okay?
Green bean treats! Hey, Mr. Wob.
Hey!
Hey, Mr. Wob.
How you been? I haven't seen you in a long time, Judd.
Hey, Mr. Wob.
You haven't been over? You know, your mom hadn't been here. Your dad hadn't been here. You haven't been here.
They have spent so much time with me.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
I miss them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, why do you... Well, they've been home.
Well, no, I'm not with my mom right now.
Where are you?
I'm calling in from Graham and Graham's house.
Are you Skyping?
They won't. Yes, I'm Skyping. They won't let me in the house right now because they say
because they're showing it.
Yeah. So I haven't seen mom and dad in a week.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What is your Skype account in case anyone wants to find you?
Duclaw22.
Of course you're at Duclaw22.
What else would it be?
You moving the mouse around?
With my dew claw. Click, 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 click.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving? I'm assuming that this is being listened to after Thanksgiving. So I'll ask, have you had a nice Thanksgiving?
We were just discussing what our plans were. I don't know.
Well, your plans, you don't care if they sell the house.
What?
What? So, you don't know.
What are you talking about?
I'm not talking about anything. Don't worry about it.
Mr. Rob, they can't sell the house.
I know.
I mean, I don't care. I'm easy.
But
Miss Presley.
Oh, she needs a place to snoot.
Oh my God, she's gonna lose her little mind.
I know. And you know what?
She's gonna try to hunt me again.
Isn't that?
We're gonna have to go through that whole phase where she just doesn't know where her little mind is. You know what?
What?
She got in an altercation last week.
What did she do?
She got in an altercation with Miss Callie.
Oh dear.
Mom hadn't seen her in about a week.
Mm-hmm.
Mom gave Callie some attention.
Oh, not good.
Little Presley, and she. Rob, let me just tell you.
Yes. You usually call me Mr. Rob.
Mr. Rob.
You're awfully familiar.
Lil Presley might weigh about 30 pounds.
Right.
Miss Callie, he's easily pushing 80.
Right.
Okay. So, Mr. Rob, Miss Presley had no business getting all up in there.
Yeah, I understand.
But she got jealous.
Yeah, she does.
Jealousy. Mom always says it. Jealousy's not attractive.
You know, she said that to me for years.
It's the truth.
It is the truth. It's the God's honest truth. Mm-hmm.
So Presley put herself in timeout. She got real upset, and Mom said timeout. So she went in timeout, and then Mom let her out, and she started to walk out, and she saw everybody, and she just walked right back in.
You know what?
She stayed in there for almost an hour.
If you're really worried about your folks selling the house, mm-hmm. you know what you should do?
Torch it.
What a horrible thing to do.
What?
No, that's arson. That's illegal.
Tear it up?
No.
Shed.
No, you and Presley get together.
Mm-hmm. Poop everywhere.
No. Oh. Buy the house.
What?
Buy the house.
I don't have a wallet. I can make a wallet out of Pretzel's ears.
That's right. And then you could... Don't you have a lot of stuff saved up in the prepping room? Sticks?
I better. You don't think they moved my stuff, do you?
No, I'm sure it's still there.
Mr. Rob, you wouldn't lie to me.
I never would. I'm sure if they moved it, they put it in a safe place.
Oh, man. Mr. Rob, I gotta go.
Before you go, I've got a question. Before you put an offer on the house,
mm-hmm.
do you understand escrow?
It's like the cousin of the scarecrow.
You need to do some Googling. If you're going to buy the house, do some Googling.
With my dew claws.
That's right.
While I'm on the Skype.
You're going to have to disconnect now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, great fidelity on your Skype, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It must be high-speed internet.
Truth. Graham and Grams have it quite set up here. Mm-hmm.
Like the finest resorts.
Truth.
See you around.
Best snuggles ever. Bye.
Bye. We didn't get to as many questions as I thought we would.
You can hit another two.
No, because I got to get out of here and pick up my boy.
Oh, is it time?
It's time.
I can't see the clock.
I know. That's on purpose.
All right. Well, we have a few questions we can get back to on the next episode.
We'll hold on to them all.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope you didn't hate this episode.
I think it was pretty fun.
It's our Thanksgiving special.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is. We will be back next week, and hopefully we'll have some more answers. Today posed many more questions than answers.
You're telling me, buddy.
Tell me about it. I know it. We want to thank Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, Tony Bloom, and everyone at More Broadcasting.
Matt Bloom.
And we also want to thank Steve Bridges.
Heck yeah, KCJJ.
Who used to air this show.
It's all right.
You think he still does?
It's basketball season.
Steve understands escrow.
Is it football season? It's basketball season.
It's football season.
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember the Redskins?
Oh.
They play every week. Sort of.
Sort of.
So there's that. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Enjoy your holiday, and please be careful. And we will see you next week?
Yes.
Sure, let's say that. So long, everybody.
Toodaloo.
Portions not affecting the outcome of today's game may have been edited prior to today's broadcast. Cake and Cookies, The Rob and Katie Show. This is Dude Walker speaking. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, folks. It's Rob, and I know we have reached the portion of the podcast where we normally have the Easter egg. You know, the show ends, there's a minute of silence, and then there's a little extra content. Well, in my mind, since this is our Thanksgiving special podcast, many of you are on the roads. Maybe you are headed to see relatives, or maybe even on your way back home, and I wanted to throw in a special Easter egg, and here is the story behind this one. When I was fired by CBS, I immediately started to go out of my mind because I didn't have anything to do. So I invented a couple audio projects, and this is one of them. I took every song that the Beatles released released during their career, put them in chronological order, and edited them into one large montage. It takes about 10 minutes, but if you ever want to listen to everything the Beatles ever did, this is a very efficient way to do it. All right? Hope you had a great holiday. Thank you for supporting Cake and Cookies. Thank you for supporting everybody here at More Broadcasting. We couldn't do it without you. I'm very thankful for that. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right here on our stage, the Beatles.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, well, since I saw the standing there, misery and my baby's got me locked up in chains.
Well, I'll talk about boy.
Yeah, yeah, pass me white, baby, won't you? Like I please love, love me do.
P.S. I love you, baby, it's you.
A taste of honey is a plague.
Twist and shout, twist and shout. From me to you, thank you, girl.
She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. I'll get you in the air. I wanna hold your hand. This boy,
it won't be long, yeah.
All I gotta do,
all my loving,
don't bother me.
Little child,
if that was you.
Cause I'm happy just to dance with you.
And I love her.
Tell me why you cry.
Can't buy me love. Anytime at all.
So I cry instead.
Things we said today.
When I get home.
Oh, you can't do that.
But I'll be back again. I'm in love with her and I feel fine.
It is.
How can you laugh when you know I'm down?
No reply.
I'm a loser. Baby's in black.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music.
I'll follow the sun.
Mr. Moonlight.
Kansas City. 8 days a week.
Words of love.
Well, honey, don't.
Every little thing she does.
I don't want to spoil the party, so I'll go.
What you're doing?
Everybody's trying to be my baby.
Help the night before.
Hey, you've got to hide your love away.
I need you, another girl.
You're gonna lose that,
yes,
girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
She's got a ticket to ride.
Naturally.
It's only love that is all.
Cause you like me too much and I like you.
You see,
I've just seen a face I can't forget, the time or place yesterday.
You made me dizzy, dizzy, dizzy.
Hey, trip up,
we can work it out.
Paperback writer.
See
no romance. Please listen.
Call yourself
safe.
leaving her home.
She's leaving her home.
For the benefit of Mr. Kite.
With me and without you.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me? When I'm 64.
Lovely Rita, meet her maid.
Black mining hills off Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon.
Don't pass me by.
I don't need to do it in the road.
If you want me to, I will.
Number nine.
Good night.
Cause it's only a long song.
All together.
Hey, Buddha,
it's all too much.
The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me.
All together.
Something in the way she moves.
Bang, bang, Maxwell, silver. Sure that she was dead.
Oh, darling,
in an octopus's garden.
Won't you? Here comes the sun.
Because the world is round.
You never give me your money,
son.
Doesn't have a lot to say.
Now I'm stepping out this old brown shoe.
You know my name. Nothing on my
first riding nowhere.
Take a pole across the universe.
I love you.
And the way you want me now.
grooving ourselves, and I hope we pass the audition.